Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 6, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. ID Finance obtains $150 million United States dollars in debt financing. Spain-based fintech company ID Finance has obtained $150 million United States dollars in debt financing to support its financial wellness app. BNY Mellon partners with Microsoft. U.S.-based financial institution BNY Mellon has announced its partnership with Microsoft in order to expand its capital markets data and analytics platform. Tomb raised €25 million in Series B financing round. Core banking provider Tomb has announced that it raised €25 million in a Series B financing round led by Commerz Ventures. City National Bank imposed with $65 million US fine. The U.S. bank regulator OCC has imposed a $65 million US fine on RBC's American unit, the City National Bank, over its risk management and internal controls. Phoebus upgrades SaaS mortgage servicing technology. UK-based fintech Phoebus has launched a cloud-native SaaS mortgage servicing platform, following investments in new technology. Neonomics, Lowell to extend A2A payments across the Nordics. Norway-based open banking provider Neonomics has partnered with credit management services company Lowell. Astra Tech partners with Al Etihad Payments. MENA-based consumer technology holding group AstraTech has partnered with Al Etihad Payments to offer support for the Ani Instant Payments platform. Sprink partners with MangoPay for B2B payments innovation. Netherlands-based payment service provider Sprink has partnered with MangoPay to provide holistic payment solutions to merchants and B2B marketplaces. MasterCard acquires minority stake in MTN's fintech business. Global payment technology corporation MasterCard has concluded the acquisition of a minority stake in the South African Mountain Group's fintech business. Magnati partners with AI Etihad Payments. Middle East-based payment solutions provider Magnati has partnered with AI Etihad Payments, AEP, to offer merchants an instant digital payment experience in the UAE. Sohn becomes part of the AWS ISV Accelerate program. Hungary-based Sohn has become part of the Amazon Web Services, AWS, independent software vendor, ISV, Accelerate program. KIP partners with NeoGames. Know Your Partner, KIP, has collaborated with NeoGames, becoming the latter's real-time data orchestration and risk monitoring platform. Finality to expand in the U.S. UK-based fintech Finality has announced its intention to expand its blockchain-based payment system in the U.S. after its launch in the U.K. NextGen Nordics 2024. Payments is ready for a refresh. Finextra is heading back to Stockholm to delve into the most important topics in the Nordic banking world in our NextGen Nordics 2024 conference on the 23rd of April. Atlantic Money set for launch in North America and Australia. UK Fintech, Atlantic Money is set to offer its fixed-fee money transfers across additional major markets in the United States, Canada and Australia. Oz payments firm Fat Zebra buys open banking outfit Additree. Australian payments infrastructure provider Fat Zebra has acquired local open banking technology platform Additree. Financial terms were not revealed. TCS in running to take over UK's faster payments, Sky News. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, has emerged as a leading contender to take over the running of the UK's faster payments service, according to Sky News. Inbank turns to Montonio for BNPL offering in Estonia. Inbank has entered into an exclusive partnership with Montonio, a leading provider of checkout solutions in Estonia. Yapılı and Ant International to push variable recurring payments across Europe. Ant International, a digital payment and financial services leader dedicated to building an inclusive and sustainable global commerce ecosystem, is expanding its existing partnership with Yapılı, the leading European open banking platform, to introduce Europe's first ever commercial variable recurring payments, VRPs, for e-commerce via open banking on mobile payment platforms. PPRO appoints Ilko Dettingmeier as CCO and Marriott Ferreira as CMO. PPRO, the leading digital payment platform, has announced the appointment of two senior leaders, Ilko Dettingmeier as Chief Commercial Officer and Marriott Ferreira as Chief Marketing Officer. These strategic hires come at a time when PPRO is gearing up for a new phase of growth. Neonomic selected by Lowell to roll out account-to-account payments across the Nordics. Lowell, a European leader in credit management services, has partnered with leading open banking provider Neonomic to enhance their payments offering, implementing, and enabling account-to-account payments in their Norwegian customer portal. BitSave appoints Bhartiya Urban CEO Ashwinder Singh as chief advisor. BitSave, the leading crypto investment platform, has announced the appointment of Ashwinder Raj Singh, CEO at Bhartiya Urban, as chief advisor. Bybit launches free toolkit for smarter crypto investing. Bybit, the world's third largest crypto exchange by volume, has polled its internal experts and created a free toolkit that allows investors to find undervalued crypto projects. Quant granted U.S. patent for chronologically ordering blockchain transactions. Quant, the blockchain for finance pioneer, has secured a new patent from the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Segura Bank partners with Temenos to launch a new digital bank. Puerto Rico-based Segura Bank International, SBI, has launched a new digital bank for mid-to-high earners in Latin America, powered by Temenos' cloud-native core banking platform. Citi taps charge after for POS installment loan product. Citi Retail Services has picked technology from embedded lending platform charge after to power its products that let merchants offer credit and installment loans at the point of sale. Novo Payment grows footprint in Mexico with MasterCard certification. Novo Payment, a mission-critical financial and payments infrastructure provider, announced today that it has received MasterCard certification as part of the MasterCard Network Enablement Partner Program to switch and process MasterCard transactions in Mexico. Sprink and MangoPay collaborate on B2B marketplace payments. B2B payments platform Sprink today announces a partnership with MangoPay, a modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for marketplaces and platforms. Nepal Clearinghouse selects ACI Worldwide for card payment central infrastructure. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ. ACIW, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payment software, today announced that Nepal Clearinghouse, NCHL, a public limited company under the leadership and guidance of Nepal Rastra Bank, NRB, the Central Bank of Nepal, has chosen the award-winning ACI Enterprise Payments Platform for the establishment and operation of National Payment Switch, NPS, that includes interoperability of card-based transactions, NPS National Card Switch or NPS-NCS, and the rollout of a domestic card scheme for Nepal, NEPALPAY. Blue Flame AI hires Eric Levinson and Scott Barnes for senior roles. Blue Flame AI, Blue Flame, the generative AI platform for alternative investment managers, today announced the appointment of two senior leaders as it builds on its impressive success in 2023. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.